Hey everyone, and welcome to the 24th episode of the One of Us Community Podcast. This podcast will be an opportunity to highlight some of the amazing members of the One of Us community and help you meet some of the people that make this the greatest group of individuals on the internet. The One of Us community is an inclusive gaming community made up of content creators, viewers, and gamers from all over the world. The community focuses on the tenets of playing games, having fun, and helping to lift each other up. The Discord is open to all people who share these values at discord.gg/oneofus. Make sure you follow and review the podcast to help others find it and join the community as well. Also, you can now sub to the podcast at anchor.fm/OOUcompod/support. All this monetary support will go to bring out more episodes, commissioning artwork and music, and future giveaways. My guest this week is Lord of Pumpkins. Pumpkins is a moderator and supporter of several of the community streams, a low-key siege sweat. He joins me tonight to talk about his history of gaming, share some impressions, and answer some questions from the community. So sit down, relax, and enjoy the next hour with our good friend Lord of Pumpkins on the One of Us Community Podcast. What's up, everybody, and welcome to the 24th episode of the One of Us Community Podcast. Tonight, I am joined by the man who spells pumpkins wrong, Lord of Pumpkins. How you doing, bud?
Doing pretty good. How are you tonight?
I'm not too bad. I love doing these on Friday. I think I say this like every episode, because it's like you're so relaxed knowing that you don't have to go to work the next day. that it's nice. I can just kind of kick back, relax, and have a little chat with our guests.
Yeah. Well, for me, it's kind of the opposite, because my days, well, nights off are Mondays and Tuesdays, so I work on the weekends.
Oh no, now I feel bad for saying that. I'm like, it's so awesome that we don't gotta go to work tomorrow. You're like, well, actually,
yeah, it's all right. I don't mind. Pretty much all I do at work is just go to a hotel for the first hour or two. I actually do some work and deal with people, like get into the rooms and whatever else like that. And then after that, until 6 o'clock in the morning, I legit just watch Mixer, or on the weekends, I'll take my Xbox to work sometimes and play games all the time.
That's amazing. Yeah. What do you do at the hotel?
I'm front desk, guest services, whatever you want to call it.
Oh, okay. But I can imagine that shift, being pretty boring overnight.
Yeah.
So for people who either might be new to the community, or I guess if people like watch this, listen to this like 6 months down the road, and they might not have run into you yet, who are you? What do you do on the internet? Where might people have seen you, heard of you? So on.
Well, I'm the Lord of Pumpkins. mainly what I do is just I like to game outside of my work time and spend time on streams on Mixer. Like, you'll almost always find me in a Rob stream in the morning, because I get home like at 7:30. He goes live at 8, so I have Perfect timing. Yeah. And then by the time he ends his stream, I'm asleep. And I wake up later on in the afternoon, and I'll sometimes be in other people's streams. It just depends on how late I sleep. Most of the time, everybody will catch me at least in Jay Crispy's stream, because I'm always in there.
Yeah, I think that's where I first ran into you, was in Jay's stream.
Probably.
So you're like a professional Mixer viewer. Yeah. Do you stream yourself at all or no?
Yes, I do. As of right now, I only do it 2 days a week, which are those of my days off, just because I don't want to push myself, because I've done stuff like that before. Like, a while back ago, whenever I first started this, I told you about it, because I used to spend a lot more time in your stream whenever I had a chance to, but I used to work two jobs, and one was during the day and one was during the night, and it was just killer. I mean, I couldn't imagine.
So when you do stream, what games are you usually trying to stream?
I try to always change it up, but most of the time it's Rainbow Six Siege. I sometimes play World of Warships. Probably going to be doing a lot more Dead by Daylight, since it's now on Game Pass.
Oh, yeah, I heard about that.
And then there's some other games I will casually throw in here and there.
Now, have you always been into video games?
Oh yeah. Oh yeah.
When did you when what's I guess what's your earliest video gaming memory?
That's a tough choice. I would probably say whatever I was in like early elementary school, back whenever the 64 was like the thing back then.
Mm-hmm.
I always used to play Diddy Kong Racing. That I used to play that like nonstop.
That's like the lost, like not necessarily lost, but like the forgotten like series of games. Like everybody remembers Mario and Mario Kart, but then like there was like Donkey Kong and Diddy Kong and Diddy Kong Racing, and like they were so good.
So much fun.
So you that was probably like one of the earlier games that you played. Do you play mostly on like console, or are you on PC? Play mobile games? Like what are you into these days?
I'm mostly on console, but the main reason why I don't play as much PC is because my PC is a legit potato. So I've been trying to, on the side, save up some money so I can buy an actual gaming computer, because I want to do that, and that'll help me out in the long run whenever I actually find like a good schedule with myself and then an actual day job and not a night job where I can stream more and game more and do whatever else like that.
Yeah. You mean you don't try to stream at the hotel?
No. I try to play games at the hotel, and every 10 minutes I'm lagging out of the game because hotel Wi-Fi just...
I can imagine. That's actually why like I started running a low bitrate for a while, because I had a buddy that liked to watch my stream, and he was always traveling for work, so like he was always on hotel Wi-Fi. And if I cranked my bitrate to like 6,000-7,000, like he couldn't even load my stream. It was that bad.
Yeah.
So you started out obviously on the 64. What would you say is the first game that really, really like dragged you in and like sucked a lot of time?
Oh, that's a tough choice. Right now, I'm only thinking of like two games that would have really done that, and that's the original Halo back on the original Xbox, or the Knight of the Old Republic games, because I played both the first and the second ones back whenever they were real popular.
Those are two very different types of games.
Oh yeah.
So what got you into Halo?
You know, I'm not exactly too sure. That's the thing. I just know my older brother, who is like he's 6 years older than me. He was really into it, and we all just wanted an Xbox together. So one Christmas, my parents got it for us, and my older brother always wanted to play Halo and whatnot, and I think we only had two controllers. So me and my oldest brother would always take turns whenever we were playing with my older brother. And we would just play through the campaign and whatnot and always have fun.
That's pretty cool. Now you're into Siege. Like, have shooters always been like a staple in like your gaming choices?
Oh, for sure.
Yeah. What about Siege really pulls you in? Because I've heard different stories from different people on like what, like some people like the mechanics, some people like the strategic part. Like what about Siege right now is really got its hooks in you?
Well, I would say probably the first thing whenever I like first started even hearing about Siege, was just the fact that it was more of a realistic type game compared to like some of the Call of Duties, especially like the ones that are based in the future now, because it is just flying around with jetpacks. And I mean, we'll eventually have that, but it's not now. And we're wanting like kind of like a now type situation, or kind of in a past situation. But with Siege, I really like the realism and the whole strategy tactical whatever it is you want to call it. It really, it's different because there's not a lot of games that are like that. We have to have that realism and the strategy and the tactics and all this other stuff in it.
It seems like those more like tactical shooters have gone away to some extent, at least in the AAA space, because like you used to have like a lot of Rainbow Six games and like Counter-Strike was very tactical and like that. And now it seems like, especially with like the BRs and stuff, like over the top shenanigans have gotten like more prevalent in like the shooters. And like you said, the CODs, they went to a more futuristic type approach. And even coming from an avid Destiny player, it is nice to have like a more realistic shooter, which is why I'm kind of surprised that I've never actually gotten into Siege.
Not a lot of people are interested in it, and some people really are.
I mean, it seems to do pretty well. I mean, it seems to do pretty well, at least on Mixer. I think it's a fun game to watch. Like, I enjoy watching it. I obviously, since I don't play it, I don't understand, like, a lot of the nuance.
Oh, yeah.
But it is always fun to see people get hyped up over aces or, you know, crazy kills and things like that, which is...
Oh, yeah.
It's always cool. So how did you originally find Mixer?
Well, it was mainly because Xbox itself with Microsoft, it made its own thing and it didn't use Twitch anymore. Mm-hmm. And whenever I was younger, I used to like sometimes stream just because I was like, yeah, why not? My friend wants to watch me play games and he's across town, so we can't hang out and, mm-hmm. He can just watch me or I can watch him and whatnot. And that used to be on Twitch. But then Beam came along and I used to sometimes do that, but I mainly just kind of hung out and kind of watched people every so often, but it was a rarity for me to even do it. And then whenever it became Mixer, I mean, I kind of got interested into it. And then, I mean, I wasn't really into like watching people play. That wasn't kind of my thing. At least not live streaming. YouTube, that was kind of like a different story. But then, you know, I eventually got into it. And
that's interesting because I think a lot of people took that route where like YouTube seemed like a way to watch people's gameplay, but not everybody jumped right into like the live streaming space. When do you remember like when you really started watching like live stream gameplay?
I mean, there was a point a while ago whenever I used to watch a lot of it, but I don't even remember like who I watched. That's the thing. Like, it's been so long. I would say it's been at least a solid year since I was first watching people actually stream a lot and watch them almost constantly.
Yeah.
But,
because I know like, it seemed to start slow like when I first started watching like Twitch back then, but now it's like unless I'm watching TV with my family, like if I'm watching something, it's a live stream, you know. Like it's like replaced TV for me almost.
Oh yeah, I'm that way because I barely even watch TV now, and it's just Mixer.
Yeah, I watch a couple shows with my wife, and so like after the little man goes to bed, we'll watch a couple of different shows. But yeah, like if it's just me sitting on the couch, like I throw up Twitch or I throw up Mixer and I'm watching a live stream or something like that. How did you end up finding the One of Us community originally?
All right, so I'm not sure 100% of the story, but I know for sure I was just like kind of bored one night. And every so often, I would do this. I would just go on to a random game that I just wanted to watch people play. And I would scroll through and see who's interesting and who's not interesting. So I went on Siege one night. It was a Wednesday night because I found Jay. And she was co-streaming with It's Me, Manny C.
Okay.
So that was a very, very interesting time to find Jay. And I pretty much fell in love with Jay and Manny, both of them. They were just so funny to me. and they just captivated me. And like, I tried to play with them. I sent her a message. I was next up in line, and then the Siege servers crashed.
Oh no.
So I was out of the game. Like, I couldn't play with them and they couldn't play Siege. I was like, I was so upset. I wanted to play. So I came back the next week. Well, I was in her streams for most of the time after that. Yeah. And then that next week I came back. I was like, I waited a week to come and play with you. Like, all I wanted to do was play with you. And now it's been a week and I've been here pretty much in every single stream.
Yeah, and I mean, and now you're a moderator there, right? And
yeah,
I see you every time I go to Jay's stream.
Yeah, it's been what, like, almost, it's been at least 7 months, I believe, now since I've went there and found her.
That's wild. So what got you to join the Discord and hang out there?
I would just think that it would be me hanging out so much and realizing that if she's like this and that the other people that she says are like on her team and the community that's just in her stream most of the time, or the new people that come in and stay in, or the old people that have been here for a while that come in and chill.
Yeah.
Like, what would this Discord be like? Would it be like the same thing? Would it be as fun? Would it be as interesting and whatnot? So I finally joined it and it was much worse.
Can't be that big of assholes, right?
Yeah.
Well, that's cool. I'm glad you did join, because I mean, every time we've had conversations either in Discord or in stream chat, we have a good time poking fun at each other.
Oh yeah, always fun.
Now you tend to be a little bit of a troll in the streams though.
sometimes I do.
Just a little bit.
Yeah.
is that how you became a mod?
I mean, a little bit, but I think the main reason why I became a mod, especially in like Jay's stream, is that I was there almost every single day for the whole stream. I was helping her out, and like, even whenever her mods weren't there, I was modding as not a mod.
Yeah. I always like to ask that question to the people that come on the show that assume like these moderator roles, because like there is a responsibility that comes along with that green name that I think a lot of people don't necessarily realize. And you always see the question, like, how do I become a mod? How do I become a mod? And like what you just said, like, that's exactly the right way to become a mod, is like, just hang out and just like do the mod duties, without the green name, you know, help people out in chat, like take some of the stress off the streamer, like, and they're going to give you the green name eventually. So it's always cool to hear that story.
Oh yeah. It always helps the streamer, and the streamer really does appreciate it whenever you help out, even if you're not a mod. The streamer really appreciates it.
Even if my streams are slow, like say I have a slow night because I'm playing some obscure game,
mm-hmm.
It is still so much easier when you have a mod that, like, something as simple as like being able to do a shout out or like answering somebody's question when they come in, they're like, what game is this? Like, those types of just, like, small things that let the streamer, like, focus on being entertaining and interacting with chat are, like, such a big help. And, like, I don't think people think they're mods quite enough.
Oh, yeah.
That's awesome. So, you say you're still streaming, like, 2 days a week.
Yeah.
What got you into, like, what got you into streaming on, like, a more consistent schedule? Because you said earlier, like, you had started out streaming like just for fun, just so that your buddy across town could watch. But at what point did you say, okay, well, I'm gonna set a schedule and kind of do this a couple days a week?
Well, the more schedule-y part and like seriousness of it, I kind of did more recently, and that's just because I've been hanging out with everybody in the One of Us, and it just made me want to stream more. Just because people have told me all the time that I should start streaming, or whenever I was younger, it's like, oh, you should start a YouTube channel because you're so good at these games and you do all this crazy stuff and whatever else like that. I was like, yeah, but that's a lot of work too. Like you gotta get all this stuff just to be like, even like back on like 360 days, whenever I used to, like, that's all I used to do is play Xbox 360 and like Call of Duty Black Ops 2. This is like, you gotta get a capture card, you gotta get all this other stuff, you gotta get better headsets, or you're gonna sound like complete trash.
Yep.
And
well, and because just, back then, like, you couldn't just, you know, Xbox record that.
No, you couldn't.
You had to have a way to pull clips off the Xbox, because I used to play the EA Skate series a lot, and like we would make videos from that, and like they had a pretty rough system that you could like upload clips to their website, and then you'd have to like use like this hacked plugin to be able to download them off their website, and it was so much easier to just buy like a capture card, right? So I, you know, spent $200 sometime on a HD PVR, like, didn't even have HDMI back then. It was just like component cables.
Oh yeah,
but plugged into your computer, and you could record, you know, you record your gameplay that way. But it was, yeah, it was such a bigger barrier to entry than it is now, where like you can fire up your Xbox and start streaming in like 5 minutes with nothing else.
Yeah.
Now when you stream, do you stream still straight from your Xbox, or do you run through a PC?
I mainly do it straight through the Xbox, just because, like I said, the computer isn't very, very good.
Yeah. There's a lot of people that are streaming straight through their PCs and like, or straight through their Xboxes, and it seems like it's getting harder and harder to tell the people that are and aren't. Like the quality coming out of the Xboxes is really good, and with Lightstream, it seems like overlays and everything like that is there. Do you run Lightstream overlays, or are you just straight camera and gameplay?
Well, as of right now, I have like pretty much nothing on there, just because I haven't taken the time to actually set up stuff, and I don't even have a camera. I already told myself I'm not getting one until I hit 500, and that's also helping. That was also help from Jay Crispy, because me and her, whenever I first kind of set up my stream in general, she was just like, you got to make a goal for yourself. I'm like, for what? It's like, for like a face reveal or something new along the lines or something else like that. I'm like, well, what should I do? Like, I don't know. I'm not the streamer here. You're the streamer here. Like, what did you do? And she said all this other stuff that she did. And she's like, just
smashing cakes and shit.
So she said, just set a goal for yourself and do like a face reveal, like where you'll buy a camera, and then from then on you'll use the camera. And so we set it at 500, and I'm gonna stick to that, of course. Some people don't like that, of course. I'm just under 200, I believe. Last time I checked, I was at 191.
All right. If you're listening to this right now, go to mixer.com/ Lord of Pumpkins without a P, and give him a follow so we can get him to face reveal status. We're gonna get you there.
I mean, it's gonna happen now. My face has already been revealed because I was already at PAX. We took pictures and whatnot.
I wasn't at PAX. I don't,
some people. Well, if you're in the Discord.
I don't know. Come on. Nobody reads Discord. This is Mixer. Nobody reads.
That's true. That's true.
You're a mod. You know this.
But I don't know. Some people haven't seen my face before and have seen my face because of that. And there's a lot of people that don't even know that I have taken pictures like that and is up on Discord like that. But I don't even know where it is anymore.
Some people don't even know I have a face.
Yeah, yeah. Some people think I'm a pumpkin.
Just a literal pumpkin. Like, why is that? Like, why are all those streamers rolling that pumpkin around PAX? It's really weird. But yeah, no, you went to PAX this year, and got to meet a bunch of people from the community.
Oh yeah.
How was that?
Oh, it was absolutely amazing.
Was that your first big convention?
Yes, that was like the biggest convention or anything that I've been to. I was
really,
I was so like anxious about it, just because I am not a people person most of the time.
Mm-hmm.
So especially whenever I'm in a tight confined area surrounded by thousands of people, I was like, yeah, this isn't for me.
Yeah. But I would be the same way.
But whenever you make friends, especially whenever you have all these people that you've made friends with, like you, we had Ginger, Undying, Undying Magic. Yeah. Sorry, I had a brain fart there for a second. We had Rob, Jay, Chaotic, Whiskey. I mean, Obi. We had everyone there, and I was all friends with them, and I've talked with them on Mixer before. And I know it's different IRL, but. Yeah. Once you start talking to them, you realize they're the same exact person on stream as they are in real life.
Yeah.
So you're comfortable with it.
It's really almost surreal. Like the first time you meet like a good gaming friend, like in real life, it's like I recognize that voice. Like I've spent hours talking to that voice, but like, now putting a face and like an actual person to it is so weird.
Yes. I was extremely excited whenever I first met, especially Jay and Rob. I don't know why. I just attached onto them and they're like my two best friends. I love everybody. But sometimes I have a little bit of favorites, okay?
Yeah. We all do.
Yeah.
And it's just what so like it's weird, like so once you got in with the team, right, and then you were, or actually everybody that was there, did that help some of the like anxiety of being around that many people?
Oh yeah, because pretty much whenever I got into that group, we all stayed as a group together and walked around and did whatever, looked at games and whatnot. I basically felt like I was just with some friends and we were all just hanging out, and there's not even 10 other people in here, you know?
Yeah, it's the power of community, right?
Oh yeah,
because I saw some pictures from PAX, and like there was a lot of freaking people there.
Oh yeah, it was crazy, especially Saturday. I mean, Saturday was packed full.
Yeah. Now, did you guys end up playing like any of the games that were there, or was it just not worth waiting in those lines?
There were some games that we played. We tried to get around to everything. I mean, I personally didn't play the Splitgate. I mean, I could have, but I didn't want to make them wait because they only had like 5 computers and there was, I think, 7 of us. But I don't remember who all played. I know it was Whiskey, Rob, Jay, I think Chaotic, and then Undying. And they all played Splitgate whenever it was there in like their little alpha, whatever you want to call it.
Yeah.
And so that's how they kind of got into it and spread that along inside the community.
Yeah.
And then there was plenty of other stuff there too.
Yeah, no, it looked like there was a ton of stuff there. And then obviously the Mixer booth was looking like it was pretty popping most of the weekend too.
Oh yeah, it was.
So I'm going to snag a couple of the Discord questions because Chaotic asked a couple about PAX. So as long as we're on the topic.
Okay.
She said, what was the most amazing part about PAX East?
I would just say meeting the One of Us team and the people that are around it that went there. Just because, I mean, like, the convention itself was nice, but meeting these people was, like, the main thing that made the whole trip for me.
Yeah. Yeah, that's why, like, I was, because I actually ended up having a good gaming buddy from that lives in Texas. He came and visited me that same week that you guys were all in PAX. And we were talking, like, we were sitting at the bar one night and talking and, like, looking at the snaps and the pictures of everything from PAX. I'm like, you know, like, I don't even care. Like, I don't even know if I care about the convention. Like, I just want to go and meet all, like, the buds and all the friends, and you know what I mean, and do the partying portion of it rather than getting packed into the sardine can of the convention.
Yeah, like the convention I feel like is just like something to keep you entertained and keep you moving in a way, you know, instead of just like sitting in a hotel room or something else like that and just talking, you know, you can do whatever else.
Feels like we could plan an epic One of Us meetup and have same effect. That'd be pretty cool. The other question she had, she goes, is, are you planning on returning to PAX East next year?
Oh, yes, for sure, 100%.
And if so, what are some things that you would want to do differently after going to PAX once?
Definitely get some more sleep, because I only got like 3 hours of sleep every night, because for some reason, I am like the worst person for sleeping in a hotel room. Hotel rooms are just weird to me. I'm just like, I can't sleep here. I feel weird.
Yep.
So that was always the hardest
that was always the hardest part of like traveling for work. I used to have to sleep like in like all these crazy like hotel rooms, like, you know, all kinds of different places like around the country and like even over in Europe and stuff. And it's like, it's not your room. Like it just feels weird.
Yeah.
So out of all the people that you did meet at PAX, who was the most shocking when you met them in real life? Like whose appearance surprised you the most? Because I know when the pictures came out, I was incredibly surprised at how short everybody was.
Yeah.
I think Rob's like 4'5" or something like that.
I feel like Rob was one of the biggest surprises because I expected him to be taller. I mean, I'm sorry, but everybody did. And we're just like, wait, Rob's this short? He's like a little kid to you. Especially whenever I'm sitting here at 6 foot tall and he's like almost down to my hips, you know?
I saw like the first picture, like the first group picture of everybody. And I'm like, where's Rob?
Yeah.
And then like I saw him standing next to Jay and I'm like, holy fuck. he's tiny. And I look and like everybody was short.
Yeah.
That's pretty cool.
And then it was like right after that, everybody and like the one of us, especially like the team, like especially like Crouton and Brew, and everyone's like,
yeah.
I didn't know I joined a team full of like midgets.
Because we were sitting back here talking and like Brew, myself, Crouton, and Moody are all like over 6 foot.
Yeah.
And it's like, why did we send like the smallest people of the team to PAX to represent us? Oh, that's awesome. Well, do you want to go through some of these Discord questions? Because we've got like a whole bunch of them.
Sure.
There were some pretty good ones. Let's go through the standard questions first. So what's the origin of your username? Where does Lord of Pumpkins come from?
All right. So to be honest here, I'm not sure where it originally came from because my older brother used it and he was on PlayStation. And I just liked the name for some reason. I have no idea where it came from. He spelled it right though. That's just discretion. He spelled it right. He spelled it with the extra.
So when you stole it, you had to take the P out.
Well, for Xbox, you can only have 15 characters, and at that time, he was kind of into like I wouldn't know what to call it. It's not like a conspiracy theory, but he was into these what he called were like power numbers, and 23 was like one of the biggest ones in them all because it's apparently in everything and blah blah blah. I don't remember.
Yeah.
I tried to listen to him and I remember and bits and pieces of it.
Out.
Yeah. That too. But so I was going to put it how he used it, which is with the two P's and then the 23, but that was 16 characters. So I wanted the 23 and I was like, what can I take out? I was just like, I don't need this other P. It'll be fine.
So this will never become a joke.
Yeah. So that used to be my original gamer tag for everything was Lord of Pumpkins 23. And then eventually I just kind of, I guess you can call it rebranded myself and then took out the 23. But
the numbers, yeah.
At that point, like, why would I change the spelling of it now after I've used it for many ever years now as this spelling?
Because I was gonna say, because like I low key didn't realize that the second P wasn't there until like one night where I called you Pumpkins and you like were like, don't fucking call me Pumpkins, I don't use the second P. And I'm like, whoa.
I like to joke around with people a lot, and I mean I don't really mind, but at the same time I don't like it.
Yeah, but I mean it's Rick's Mixer. We don't read, so I didn't read your username.
Yeah, exactly.
What would the adult version of an ice cream truck sell, and what song would it play?
Oh my goodness. I have no clue what to even answer for this. Because
yes, you do. You know.
It's just I don't even know. I'm sorry.
And still a whole lot of nothing.
Yeah, I like whenever I think about stuff like this, it just doesn't come to my mind right away. Let's see. Yeah, it would have to be something with seeds because I'm a pumpkin, and that's apparently my thing at the moment, is that I just love to spread my seeds. So
there was a lot of questions about that, and I wasn't sure if I really wanted to get into that.
Well, we're getting into it now.
We're getting into it now.
But the song would probably still be like the Jack Skellington song, like the Pumpkin King song, just because.
Oh yeah.
But I don't know what I would call the ice cream truck or what I would exactly sell. It's a hard choice for me.
Yeah, no, I'll allow it. Because I see questions like R2 asked, are you willing to share your seed, your pumpkin seeds? And a couple other people asked this, have your seeds become a meme in the community?
I would say so, yes.
Do I want to know how that happened?
No, not really.
Okay.
So a little on the inappropriate side of how it really started off. But if anybody knows 7 of 7, one of his emotes are apparently white balloons, but they're not really white balloons.
No, they're seeds.
Yes. And that's what I've made, and I used to use it. Well, I still use it a lot. For that reason,
I've also balloon party.
I've also made my in-stream currency seeds, so okay. It's all so about you're seeds.
Leaning into it, got it.
Yeah, might as well just go for it.
An epic feast is being held in your honor. What's on the table?
Oh my goodness. I don't even know. That's very interesting. Can I just say everything? Because that's what I would try to do.
I mean, shit, yeah. I'd be down with that. Well, what's your favorite meal? Like, if you had if you were choosing anything for dinner, what are you going with?
That's still a hard choice. Because I just like food in general, so.
Yo,
I can't
same.
Just choose, like, one thing.
It's pretty tough.
But
I'm gonna challenge you.
I would try to say... like my go-to would always be my mom's homemade lasagna because I love hers. It's absolutely amazing.
So good. I love lasagna. And nobody makes it like mom, right?
Oh, no. No one does.
So funny lasagna story. I live in New York. I used to go to college in Michigan. So I would drive back and forth all the time for like holidays and breaks and shit like that. But I would go through Canada all the time because it took like 2 hours off the driving time if I went through Canada. So obviously we had to go through customs all the time and whatnot. And one time without thinking about it, I brewed my own beer back then. And so without thinking, I threw a case of unlabeled bottles of beer in the back of my trunk. And they were tall boys. They were like 24 ounce bottles, completely unlabeled, unmarked, all that good stuff. And then, like, I was going back to college, so my mom made a lasagna, and she put it in, like, a pan and wrapped it in tinfoil and this and that. So it's the one time, of course, that I get pulled for customs inspection. So I pull over, and I pull into the little bay, and, like, I'm standing outside my car, and, like, they're rummaging through my vehicle, they're going through my trunk, and she looks up at me over the trunk, she goes, "Sir, can you come here for a minute?" And I'm like, oh, fuck, they found the beer, like, they're gonna fucking confiscate all this, like... There was like 32 bottles of like homemade beer.
Oh man.
And she's like, "What is this?" And I'm like, "Well, you know, I forgot that it was in there." And I look, and she doesn't give a shit about the beer, right? She's looking at my lasagna. And I'm like, wait, that? She goes, "Yeah, what is this?" I go, "It's a lasagna." She goes, "Are you serious?" And I'm like, "Yeah." So I had to open up. Like, I had to unwrap this lasagna that my mom, like, perfectly wrapped in tinfoil to make sure that it wasn't, like, it didn't leak or anything like that and show her that it was a lasagna. And then I got so concerned that she was going to confiscate my food. I was like, "Oh, please don't take my lasagna." But yeah, no, that was I customs agent thought I was either smuggling like bombs or cocaine because I had a lasagna wrapped up in tinfoil.
That's hilarious.
Who was your role model growing up? Or even not growing up. Who's your role model?
I don't know. I wouldn't say I really have a role model because well, at least in my actual outside of the internet life, I don't really have a role model because I don't know. But a lot of people that I have been friends with or have really close relationships in my families or whatever else like that, it's not what I would want to call a role model. But maybe, I mean, on the internet, I would like to say I have a number of role models and it's not just one. Because, yeah. I mean, there's a lot of people I would eventually want to branch out and grow up to be. Like, you know, kind of like you can pick anyone from the One of Us community, pretty much. Like, especially on the stream team. And I would want to be pretty much them. Because I feel like they're some of the coolest people, you know?
That's very flattering and also very concerning at the same time. You need some better role models.
That is true, but
we're a bunch of degenerates.
Yeah, but it's one of us, you know, and I'm already part of it, so why not stick in it, you know?
You might as well write it out now.
Yeah.
Favorite flavor of Pop-Tart?
Favorite flavor of Pop-Tart? Let's see. I would have to go with s'mores. I really like s'mores. Yeah?
All right, that's fair. At least it's not like unfrosted strawberry or something bullshit like that.
Ugh, I like strawberry, but it has to be frosted.
Yeah, we won't mention names. Moody asks, why do you love filthy emotes so much? I don't know what he's talking about. I just know you like balloons. what else we got? Oh, here's a good one. Epic Jag asks, what is your current and all-time favorite game?
Ooh, those are some really tough choices.
Let's start with current. What's your current favorite game?
I mean, I want to say Siege, but there's definitely games that I just love no matter what. And there's sometimes where I just hate Siege because...
Just really don't like Siege.
Yeah. But... I would just have to say Siege because that's probably the thing that I spend now and have spent in the past, what, 2 or 3 years that Siege has been around, has spent the most time playing and consistently playing.
Okay, yeah. How many hours do you think you have into Siege? I don't know if Xbox reports
that anymore. Yeah, you can check. I can tell people, just, but I want to just go
prefer,
into that.
Prefer not to.
Let's see. I know last time I checked, I was quite deep into it. I don't remember now. Oh, I would say
that's like when people ask me
a month's worth, probably.
Wow, that's pretty solid. That's pretty solid. All right, so now the harder question: all time favorite game.
Like I said, that's a tough choice.
It is a tough one. Like, I think back, and like, I don't know how I would pick, like, all-time favorite game.
Yeah. I'm also trying to see how much time I have played real quick.
It's like, I'm really interested in how much time I had played.
Yeah.
Why are you doing that?
Okay, I have 29 days worth.
Oh my goodness.
And that's just a lot of time. Xbox. I have a little bit of time on the computer, but not too much.
That's a lot of time playing Siege.
Oh yeah. Yeah.
I feel like everybody I talk to that plays Siege has a significant amount of time into it. Like, oh, yeah. Salty was saying that he's got, like, upwards of, like, 20, 30 days, too.
Yeah.
It seems like it's one of those games that's, like, either you love it and it's, like, the only thing you can play, or it just doesn't grab you and you bounce off of it.
And I feel like that's kind of how it is too.
Yeah. Which is, I mean, there's nothing wrong with that. Like, obviously, there's something about it that if that many people get that into the game, like, there's something there. It's just not for everybody.
Yeah.
Sharky B asked, what made you fall in love with gaming?
I'm not too sure, actually. I would say it probably just goes back to, like, the original, like, first games I used to play. It's just whenever I was a little kid, and I don't even remember what it was. I think it was more like kind of like a daycare service, but I was still in elementary school because both my parents worked full-time jobs during the day. So by the time I was getting off of school, they were still working for the next hour or two. So they set up this program for a bunch of different kids to where, like, it would just pretty much keep us entertained for the next hour or two. Yeah. And we go do whatever we want. We can play on the 64 take turns, of course, do puzzles, whatever else, you know, whatever kids do. And I would say I spent most of the time playing Diddy Kong Racing on the 64, and that's kind of like something that got me into it, because I just wanted to always do it.
Yeah, that was like the first time that you really felt like you needed to play that game again.
Yeah. And then it just kind of grew from there.
Now, Curly asks, do you consider yourself a good gamer?
In some games, yes. The majority of the time, I do like to think I'm a pretty good gamer.
You get a little sweaty in Siege?
Yes, I do. I'll admit it. I'll admit it.
Yo, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong with sweating a little bit.
Oh yeah.
I've been playing Paladins for the mixer matchups. There was a couple nights ago where, like, we just hit like sweat level maximum, and I was playing really well and like got super fired up and just like screamed at chat. And then I realized that I don't use any compressor on my microphone, and I'm like, I'm sorry, because I probably just blew all of your fucking ears out.
Yeah, I heard about that story. I heard that Rock got really sweaty in Paladins, and he also got really salty in Paladins.
So the first night we got pretty salty because we ran some toxic people.
Yeah.
And then the second night, the first round, I forgot what the score was. So I burned my ultimate ability like right at the end of a round when there was actually another round left.
Oh.
So somebody in chat, like somebody on my team, was like, dude, why'd you waste your ult, this and that? And then I spent the next round getting like 15 kills. And so then I yelled at them, like, tell me about my ult one more time. And I realized I just screamed that into the microphone and probably blew everybody's eardrums out.
It happens, man. I sometimes even do that, but...
I think it's good to get into that like super competitive mode every once in a while, though. You know what I mean?
Every once in a while, for sure. But if you're like that all the time, then
like I play pretty casually.
Oh, yeah.
But like every once in a while, like especially like if we play Destiny PvP, just because I know that I have the hours into Destiny to be good. Or any game where like it's like a ranked game mode, like that'll bring out Sweaty Rock.
Yeah.
Chaotic asked, do you stream just as a hobby, or would you like to someday to expand it to become a partner?
As of right now, it is pretty much just a hobby, and but in the long run, I would like to definitely expand myself as a fact of like growing and building my own community on top of the community I'm in to help grow in general. But partner-wise, I don't think that I would personally make it, just because of me right now. I'm definitely not partner material. But I'm also quite a bit behind of even being close to partner. So that could easily change in the months and days being, you know?
Yeah. It only takes one big break, you know?
Oh, yeah.
That's like, I think, one of the most addictive parts of streaming is that, like, any stream could be the one where, like, something crazy happens that goes viral or, you know, ends up on Twitter or YouTube, right? That all of a sudden, like, you're the shit. And it's kind of cool to know that possibility is there, even if it's not realistic.
Yeah.
That any stream could be the one that really makes your channel.
Yeah,
Lucid Sugar asks, what did you dream of being when you were younger?
Whenever I was younger, I always used to dream that I would be a professional baseball player.
Oh, yeah?
Yeah.
Did you play a lot of baseball as a kid?
Yeah, I used to play baseball and football both. So I used to be a very active kid. I'm no longer very active, and that shows now.
Still a kid, I'm just no longer active.
Yeah.
That's cool. What position did you play in baseball?
Well, at one point I had officially played every single position, and towards the end of my what I would call my career, I guess.
yeah.
I mainly played first base.
Okay.
But a lot of the time, like the main two positions I'd say, well, I can throw in three. I used to play left field, I used to play first base, and I always used to play pitcher. Those were my nice. Like top three yeah. places. And at one point, I was actually taking pitching lessons, and I was learning how to do all these like professional pitches and whatnot. Yep. And like at one point, I could pretty much throw a curveball, and I didn't even realize I was throwing curveballs.
Yeah.
It was just me when throwing the ball.
When I was younger, I played a lot of baseball, and like I played like T-ball, Little League, all that bullshit.
Mm-hmm.
But my neighbor was probably like 5 or 6 years older than me, and he was playing like in high school, and he was a pitcher, right? So we would sit outside like in front of our house and like just throw pitches to each other, like this and that. And so he started yeah. teaching me like breaking balls and stuff like that. So when I started pitching in Little League, I would have like this nasty sinker and this nasty curveball.
Yeah.
And like I'm pitching him to like these 10, 11, 12 year old kids that have never seen anything like this before.
Yeah.
It felt like cheating, but man, was it fun.
Well, I mean, it's not really cheating. It's just a pitch.
No.
I mean, you know?
Yeah. It's just, I learned
it felt before. Like it, but
yeah. Lucid also asks, what TV show have you seen every episode of?
I seen this question. I think there was another one. It's like, what did you used to watch whenever you were young too?
Yeah.
I don't really know. There's a lot of like whenever I was younger, a lot of kid shows I used to watch or shows that like teenagers back then when you used to watch. Like I for some reason whenever I think about like TV whenever I was young, I always think of the Amanda Show.
The Amanda Show? That must be a little bit past my time.
Yeah, it probably is. It was like a late 90s, early 2000s type thing.
Oh, yeah.
And I don't remember the girl's full name, but her name was Amanda, and she was really popular and did like movies. She was an actress and whatnot, and she would do her own like comedy skits. It's kind of like a kid's version of SNL.
Okay,
all
right.
And they had all these other teenage celebrities and whatever else like that on show, and they will all do skits together and stuff like that.
So back in my day, that was a show called All That.
Yeah, I remember All That too.
It was on Nickelodeon. Yeah, it was like kids SNL. It was great.
Yeah.
So to go along with that, Rob asked, what are your top three favorite TV shows?
Ooh, that's a tough choice. Cause I don't watch really any TV now. Yeah. Like TV is like out the door for me. Like I barely even watch TV. So I would have to go with like kind of older shows now.
Okay, what do you got?
I would definitely have to say for me it would be Drake and Josh because I used to always watch that. So that could be another choice for like ones I've seen like every episode of. I always used to watch iCarly too because I don't know, just anything that was on pretty much I would watch, especially on like Nickelodeon and like Disney back then.
Nickelodeon kid.
Yeah. I don't know what else there would be, but there's definitely a lot of different TV shows I used to watch. I remember I used to always watch Family Guy. So as a kid watching that was
totally appropriate.
But but hey, look at me now. I'm totally fine.
Yeah, everything's fine. Rob says, what's your most used swear word?
Yep, most used swear word. Ooh. I would probably have to say fuck.
It's so versatile, isn't it?
Oh yeah. I swear if it's just me talking with friends, fuck comes out of my mouth like every other word.
Because like you could use it in like any sentence.
Oh yeah, you can use fuck on a like wide range of like anything. You're like really excited or you're really mad and anywhere in between, and it's just like it's so versatile.
Obi asks, why do you like to park 3 miles away from where you need to be and walk?
I knew this question was gonna come up, and I didn't want it to come up. And this is because of PAX. And
okay, what's the story then? Let's hear the story.
All right, so the parking is in the back of the actual convention center.
Yeah.
And they were chocked full because it was, I think it was either a Friday or it was the Saturday, to where like everybody was there. So I'm parked all the way in the very, very, very back, and like where there's not even a parking lot. It's just like this dirt plot, and there's like, all right, here, God, just go here because we don't have anywhere else. And so I told them that it would be better if we leave out towards the back instead of walking out all the way in the front. It's like, oh no, we gotta go out the front. We'll say bye with Rob and everything. And I'm like, we're gonna meet back up in 5 minutes. Like, you don't need to do this. I mean, like, if you guys want to walk, that's fine. I can go by myself. I know where I'm going. And I had Jay's and Chaotic's luggage because they both came from the airport that day.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, so maybe it was Thursday. Anyways, I'm very bad with days. So I had their luggage in my car, so they wanted to come with me. And they asked Obi, he's like, oh, well, do you want to come with us? And he's just like, well, sure, why not? And I was just like, okay. So we walked all the way in the back, and like halfway through, he's already complaining. I'm just like, you're the one that wanted to come with us. Like, you could have just walked.
Like Obi.
You could have just walked. Like, we gave you the choice. This is your choice. Now you have to deal with it. So don't get upset at me.
So he's just being a little salty.
Yeah. Obi's just messing around with me. He does it all the time. I don't really mind.
That sounds about right.
Yeah.
Hadriel asks, if you could be invisible for an entire week, what would you spend the week doing?
That's very interesting. Probably doing a lot of like more towards illegal stuff, as a fact of like like being places where I shouldn't be. Like, yeah. I don't know. Like a police station or something. I don't know. Just something off the top of my head, you know? Like if you can go to like the
your man's just invisible and he goes to the police station.
It's just an example off the top of my head. Like, if you wanted to go like Area 51 or something, like, you can go there because you're invisible and nobody will know. Like, you know.
There you go. That'd be tight.
See, you can figure out everything. But I feel like if you went there, that they would know because they're all smart with their.
They probably got invisibility sensors and shit.
Yeah.
For sure. Sharky B asks, who would you let punch you directly in the face?
That's such a weird question. The answer would be nobody. But
are you new to this community? Like, they're all weird questions.
I mean, yes, it's usually always weird questions. But if I had to choose, I would definitely have to pick like a boxer or something, because I want to see like what it would feel like to be another boxer in a fight, and like what it would feel like to be hit straight in the face like that.
Just,
you know,
just fucking die.
Like it, like Mike Tyson or something, and he just punched me straight in the face.
Like, I want to see what it's like to forget about like 45 minutes of my life.
Exactly. Like, I might not wake up for the next 10 minutes, and I might have a whole concussion and whatever else like that. But I got to live that life for 5 seconds.
Yeah. Right. Ginger asks, what wouldn't you do for a Klondike bar?
I mean, there's a lot of things that I wouldn't do, and that's because pushes the boundaries of a lot of things. But
Yeah.
there's I don't really know. I mean,
Do you like Klondike bars?
yeah, I do. I mean, I don't have them very often, but whenever I do have them, I like them.
Yeah, I feel like we always talk about everything that people would do for a Klondike bar, but like after seeing those commercials for like 5 years, I figured there'd be more Klondike bars around. There's really not.
No.
Ginger also asked, how many licks before you give up and bite the Tootsie Pop?
I seen that question. I was like, what am I gonna do if Rock asks me this question? Because I'm like, first off, do I go like, I don't lick it, I suck it type thing, or do I say like, oh yeah, it's like whatever amount of licks and then whatever. Someone's like, this is a really, really rough water I'm going into.
I'm a little disappointed that you didn't bring a Tootsie Pop with you tonight, to test this.
I mean, I can go grab one. I think I have one actually.
I mean, we're gonna have to leave this podcast and start over. It's the only solution.
Can grab one if you really want, and we can go deep into this. Go full like ASMR type thing.
This could be a whole nother episode.
A whole nother
We'll
episode. Okay.
revisit.
Okay, we'll
The
revisit it.
Tootsie Pop
Okay.
episode.
Okay.
All right. Now, this is where things are going to get interesting. This is where we're going to begin the Ninja Platypus lightning round.
Oh my goodness.
Okay. So he put a bunch of this or that questions. So I'm going to list two things and you've got to pick one.
All right.
Okay. Good.
Yeah.
Pancakes or waffles?
It depends on the mood I'm in because I like both. Because I like the crispness of a waffle whenever I bite into it, but at the same time I like pancakes because it's just a pancake, you know? So I would definitely pick a waffle.
Burgers or tacos?
Tacos.
Swim in a pool or natural water?
It depends on the pool because if it has chlorine in it, it's different than like natural water. But if it's like a regular kind of pool, then I would kind of do that one. But if it's like chlorine, I would choose the natural water pool.
Fair. Sweet or salty?
Definitely sweet.
Apples or bananas?
I'm more of an apple guy.
Really, that's surprising. What's worse, laundry or dishes?
I would say dishes because I go through laundry like it's nothing, and I always like procrastinate doing dishes.
I don't mind doing laundry. I hate folding laundry. And like hanging shirts up. Like that's the worst. Nice car or nice house?
I prefer a nice car.
What kind of car would you drive if you were buying a nice car?
There's a lot of choices for that. I don't know. I would definitely try to go something more high end, but something that's like not extreme high end, you know?
Something practical, but fancy.
Yeah, I'm gonna kind of go for like more of a conservative answer and go for like a brand new Chevy Camaro.
There
Because
you go.
I
All
love those
right.
cars.
Oh God, they're such nice cars. I worked with a guy that had a nice SS,
Oh yeah.
and one time he was in a pinch, and he needed me to run up the street to grab something for a job that they were working on. I'd be like, yeah, I'll go get it for you if you toss me the keys of that SS. And I was like half joking, but he tossed me the keys to the SS.
Oof.
And man, oh God, I think those things are nice to drive. Those things are
Did
real nice to drive.
you take it for a little extra bit of a spin, you
Oh,
know? Yeah.
it got a little sideways. Yeah, so I was
Yeah,
like,
yep.
it ain't my car.
Yeah, if you have the opportunity, you gotta take that chance.
No, and I told him when I got back, I go, yo, man, I was turning out of the parking lot. I go, and I didn't expect it, man. The thing stepped out on me. He goes, yeah, he goes, it'll do that. He goes, you should have dropped it in the second. It goes, it would have kept spinning. I go, oh my God, fucking asshole. Steak or fish?
Steak.
Chicken or fish?
Chicken.
Steak or chicken?
Hmm. That's more of a tough choice because both of those are like situational for me. Like,
yeah,
with no, this certain thing, I like this. I would definitely probably go steak then.
This is good information because it sounds to me like Ninja's trying to plan a date for you guys.
I think so too.
Doesn't surprise me. He's gonna get a nice car. He's gonna do your dishes for you. And get you some apples and steak. It'd be nice. Go for a swim in some natural water.
Oh yeah, be a nice yeah. steak.
Hobbit and the Lord of the Rings or Harry Potter?
A lot of the people are gonna hate me for this, but I have not seen or read any of the Hobbit or Lord of the Ring movies or books.
Oh my goodness! Oh my goodness!
I know. I've watched parts like here and there of all the Lord of the Rings because my older brother was always into it, so he would always watch it whenever it was on, but I never actually sat down and watched it. So I would say Harry Potter because that's like my only choice.
It's the only one I've seen.
Yeah.
that's fair. I've never watched or read any Harry Potter, so I don't. Actually, okay. I've watched some like when it's been on TV, but that's about it.
And then it's kind of even, so we can both get mad at for whatever reasons, you know.
Yeah, that's fine. Yeah, so that way, this way, everybody can hate this podcast for some reason.
Yeah. Yes. Yeah.
Rob asked, in three words only, describe J. Crisby's scream.
She wears pants. I see that question and I prepared that answer for him because I knew it was going to happen. But in all seriousness, I would definitely say it's fun, entertaining, and
sweaty AF.
Sometimes it can be definitely sweaty, but it's more of, I would say, more usually casual, and we just like to have fun.
Yeah. Last one. And it's not really a question. You knew this was going to come up.
No.
Jay wants you to do your Shaggy and your Scooby impression.
I knew it was going to happen. This. And like, I wanted to sit here and I was like, I have to practice this before I do the actual podcast. Because I know if I just try to do it like, going straight in, I'm going to mess up and it's going to sound bad. And I don't want to sound bad whenever I be asked to do it for a podcast. So I'm just like,
well, the good thing is that there's a lot of post processing. So if you got to take a couple tries, we can do that.
That is true. Oh man. I can see if I can do it here. I got a little excited here for a second.
And you're all amped up.
Yeah.
this is gonna be like a Shaggy that's had too many Scooby snacks.
Yeah, exactly. Like Zoink Scoom. I feel like I do so bad whenever I'm on the spotlight and like throwing under the bus. So
that was real good. Now you do Scooby too?
Yeah. Just a fair warning for everybody. If you go to Rob's stream, my button is one of my better of these. So if you don't think this is very good, Rob's button is probably 10 times better. Just a fair warning. Fucking, not a plug for Rob.
Promoing, you know, on my podcast. Get the fucking...
but yeah, I could do a pretty decent Shaggy too. Scooby, sorry.
Well, let's hear it.
Hold on, I'm gonna mute myself really quick so I can do it on my own so I know.
All right.
All right, here we go. Retro Reggae.
That's amazing. All right, at some point, I'm going to need you to record. You're listening to the One of Us Community Podcast in one of those two voices and send it to me.
That's going to be so bad.
That'd be amazing.
I can do Shaggy's voice for a lot of things, but I can't consistently keep up Shaggy. Not, jeez, I keep saying I'm nervous now. Scooby's voice.
Yeah, Scooby would be a tough one for sure.
But I can definitely consistently keep up with Shaggy and like talk like him a lot.
Yeah, definitely gonna need a One of Us Community Podcast intro sound clip from Shaggy. That'd be amazing. All right, bud. Why don't you let the people know where they can find you if they want to talk to you some more or catch your streams or what?
You find me at www.mixer.com/LordOfPumpkins with only one P. you always find me in most of the One of Us stream team members streams, you know, playing Xbox with friends, whatever else like that, you know.
And I'll make sure that link goes into the show notes. So if you don't know how to spell it with only one P, check the link down below. You guys know me. I'm Roxy Roller on Mixer, Instagram, and Facebook. And it's Roxy Roller TV on YouTube and Roxy Roller 1 on Twitter. Pumpkins, dude, thank you for jumping on. I gave you like 2 days notice on this podcast.
Yeah.
Because so last week was Memorial Day and I didn't think about it. And then it was like Tuesday night at like midnight. I'm like, fuck, I haven't scheduled anybody for Friday. And so like I have this like long list in my phone of like all the people that I want to get on. And I saw your name and I'm like, oh my God, like that would be a good one. And I wasn't sure if you were going to be able to do it on short notice. So I sent you a message and then I messaged like 5 other people. I'm like, okay, please Pumpkins answer me, but if not, hopefully one of these other people will answer me. And you answered and like you're good. I'm like, sweet, okay, we're booked. But then like the side effect was that now I have like all of June and most of July booked because everybody else responded to. So it ended up working out. But yeah, I gave you like what, two and a half days notice.
Yeah, Rock so just messages me. He's like, hey nerd buddy. I was like, I guess that's what we're doing now.
This is how I make it on the podcast.
yeah.
But no, seriously, thank you for coming on short notice. This was a really fun episode.
Oh, no problem. It's my honor to be on here.
And I will make sure that I omit the second P.
Okay.
All right, bud. Thank you. We'll talk to everybody soon.
All right. Thank you.
Thanks, everybody. Bye.
Bye.
And that'll be it for the 24th episode of the One of Us Community Podcast. Huge thanks to Pumpkins for taking the time out of his busy schedule to have a chat with us. Please make sure you subscribe to the podcast wherever you receive podcast content. We're now on Spotify, Google Play, and Apple Podcasts, as well as many other podcast platforms. If you can, please rate and review the podcast. This will move us up higher in the search results and it'll help others find the community. Additionally, you can now support the podcast with a monetary pledge at anchor.fm/OOUcompod/support to help with the production and commissioning costs. Don't forget to join the Discord at discord.gg/oneofus so you can chat with all of our guests, submit questions for future episodes. Additionally, we feature LFG, streaming tech support, monthly game giveaways, and great conversation with over 2,000 members. You can find me on Mixer, Facebook, and Instagram at RoxyRoller, YouTube at RoxyRollerTV, and Twitter at RoxyRoller1. For more awesome content from the One of Us stream team, be sure to check out the team page on Mixer, mixer.com/team/oneofus. I'll be sure to include that link in the show notes as well. Next week, we're going to sit down with another sweaty-ass Swedish player, Ninja Platypus. But until then, I'm Roxy Roller, and this has been the One of Us Community Podcast.